you guys remember that film, Frank Capra's film, It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. Now, when you ask about, have you seen that film? That's not what you ask. You ask, how many times have you seen that film? Well, the thing is, we watch it over and over again for the same reason that we go back to the book of Job. When we are going through trials in our lives, sometimes how our feelings are during those trials, they're really well put into expression by Job's words, you know. And Job starts off in prose, which is a story language, and then immediately it goes into poetry, which is a soul language. And one of the things he says right at the outset, he has a little poem of resignation. It's a poetic resignation in verse 21 of chapter 1. And it says, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Now, that was a kind of a depressed spirit stating his hope in the Lord, you know, or at least his connection to the Lord. But quickly, it went into a kind of a long poem in chapter 3, and I'm only going to read a few verses out of chapter 3. Maybe I should just read it. I'm going to read it. It's chapter 3, verse 20 through 26. It's not a long passage, but it gives you the idea of what he's trying to express. He says, why is light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, to those who long for death that does not come, who search for it more than for hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave? Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? For sighing comes to me instead of food. My groans pour out like water. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. Now, I chose those verses because they seem to really stand out as far as what him expressing himself. And if you took them all down and boiled them into one little phrase, it would probably be, I wish I'd never been born. In fact, he does express that later, that he wished that he hadn't been born. But that phrase did come from the movie, I wish I had never been born, came from the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And when people are going through trials, they don't say, it's a wonderful life. They say, I wonder if it's a life, you know. I wonder if it's a life, because this doesn't seem like a life, you know. And that's why I entitled this thing, I wonder if it's a life, to contrast it with it's a wonderful life. Because that's how people sometimes feel. I wonder if this is really what it all is. This is not a life, you know. Well, what if this poetic realism in Job, it's very, very realistic about how when we experience life's injustices and life's tragedies and life's troubles. This book of Job is in it for a reason, because we do go through these kind of things. Maybe not to the extent that Job did, but his poetic realism shows us that human hope, and this is my little phrase that I'm going to repeat a little bit, human hope must be fed on divine truth. Mm-hmm. Our human hope must be fed on divine truth. When we see that there are things happening in our lives, our hope has to be fed on something. It cannot be fed on this despair. We need to feed our hope on divine truth. And so hope in God's truth is contrasted. This is the thing. When we just read the book of Job, we just get one side. But what we've got to do when we read the book of Joel is to contrast it with God's truth. Hope in God's truth must be set in contrast with Job's despair about life's trials, or our despair about life's trials. So when death seems preferable, I mean, when death seems desirable, we must feed our hope on God's truth. I'm going to read that verse again, 20 through 22. Why is light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, to those who long for death and it does not come, who search for it more than hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave? Human despair happens when our God-given, something's not right. And that's what is in our hearts. God shows us to respond to something that's not right. We say, that's not right. It's because God has put that within us to know right from wrong and good from evil. So we know when something bad is happening, and that's from God. He helps us to understand something's not right. But then when that something's not right from God meets with our human, I can't do anything about it, that's when despair starts to come. And people despair. In despair, they may think life's end is better than experiencing the pain, life's pain. I would rather just die, you know. And of course, I've had to counsel people that sometimes. And usually it's like this: I'll be filled with gladness and rejoice when I reach the grave, you know. Well, that's true only if you've already got the joy. You've got to have the joy now if you're going to, when you reach the grave, have the joy. You know, Paul said that in Philippians. He said, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. So, you know, he had that little conflict too, but see, he had the joy already in his heart because he had Christ. And that's the most important part. God prolongs our life sometimes. God prolongs our life so that we can experience his loving grace in a deeper way. So we might say, oh, I just wish the Lord could take me now. And we may say that sometimes in a sick bed. I just wish the Lord would take me. And yet, no, the Lord's not going to take us yet. He's still got stuff for us to do. It's better for us to be in the body. Maybe I always say we haven't prayed our last prayer. When you pray your last prayer, the Lord says, okay, he can come home now. He's prayed his last prayer. That's how I look at it sometimes. But if death seems desirable, then our human hope must be fed on divine truth. And here's where I'm going to repeat myself a lot. Talk to your soul. Talk to your soul. Now, talk to your soul, because in Psalm 43:5, and this is the New American Standard Bible, it says, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So you have to tell yourself the truth. The truth is, praise the Lord, all ye nations, Psalm 117. Extol him, all ye people, for great is the Lord, you know, and his faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. So I'm taking most of these kinds of responses from the Psalms, because the Psalms is also a place where we also see a lot of complaining and a lot of despair, and then there's also praise. So despair occurs when our God-given something's not right meets with our human, I can't do anything about it. But hope comes when our helplessness meets our trust in God's loving care, his unfailing love. Despair says, that's it, it's over, I'm done. You know, but faith says, I will put my hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God, from that psalm we just quoted. And then when things look dark, you know, we need to feed our hope on God's goodness. Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? Much of life looks like it's hidden. We don't know why things happen. We wonder, we ask the question why, because we don't know why trouble comes. So when we think God has hedged us in, he's taken away our control of things. There's no options left, you know, and we think that way. We've lost control. And also sometimes pain can and trouble can isolate us. We can sort of like, you know, my troubles are so many. The darkness is here. Our perspective, I can't get a good perspective on things because it's dark. Things are hidden. We only see our troubles. And then our darkness clouds our memories of the past blessings that we've had. And it clouds our hope for future blessings, you know, because we're in the dark. And when darkness oppresses us, we must feed ourselves, feed our hope on divine truth, and talk to your soul. Talk to your soul. In Psalm 27, tell your soul, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, O my soul. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. You know, talking to your soul is sometimes we don't understand that. Are we supposed to talk to ourselves? Yes, we are. It's in Scripture. Talk to your soul. Tell your soul the truth. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. From Psalm 23, that's a good one to tell your soul. Tell your soul the truth, you know. And then, you know, Christians have times of despair. They do. It's like you say, oh, you should never have despair. Spurgeon was a great preacher, but he had despair in his life. But how he overcame it was to hold on to the truth. And it helped him. He fed his despair on the truth. So he had hope. And then he fed others because he was a great preacher and a great devotional writer. So when trouble comes, we've got darkness, we've got things that are in the dark, we've got despair coming to us. When trouble comes, we feed our hope on God's deliverance. And we know that. For sighing comes to me instead of food, and my groans pour out like water. You know, trouble brings us this despairing isolation where sometimes we just want to be alone. Sighing comes instead of food to feed our souls on God's truth. We feed ourselves on the sighing, and instead of hoping in God's word, we isolate ourselves. We stay away from others so that we can just do our despairing. It says the groans pour out. Our despairing groans pour out. We want to do that alone. We don't want to be around people when that happens. So it isolates us sometimes. And as despair continues, like they multiply sometimes. In verse 26, it says, I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. And if we have multiple sessions of things happening to us like this, yes, we feel like there's no end to this. I'm just one problem after another. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that where you're just trying to deal with one thing and then all of a sudden the news comes of another thing. That's what happened to Job. When that happens, when troubles overcome, human hope must feed on divine truth. I just said it over and over and over again. When those things come, when this despair to the point of like wanting to die, when darkness comes, when troubles come, we must feed our souls on the hope that comes from divine truth. Talk to your soul. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me upon a high rock. Tell your soul, tell yourself the truth. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in a time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. And, you know, talking to your soul, that's a new thing for a lot of people. They say, I don't think I've never talked to my soul like that. Well, you know what? It's in the Bible. It may be new to us, but it's old. It's in the Bible. It's been there for years. And yet, it's also an essential practice. It's something that we need to practice when our soul tends to despair, when death seems desirable, when things look dark, when trouble comes. We have to remember, there's this lady. Her name was, we say George Eliot, but I think her name was Mary Evans. That's what her real name was. We don't know Mary Evans, but she was George Eliot, and she wrote a lot of things. Here's what she said. Despair is often only the painful eagerness of unfed hope. That just really sets it right. Despair is often the painful eagerness of unfed hope. Well, when it says it's unfed, what was she implying? I believe she was implying our hope needs feeding. Human hope needs to be feeding, needs to be feeding upon God's word. So if trials bring you to depression or despair, if they're doing it right now or if they come in the future, talk to your soul. Get the Psalms open up and start talking to your soul in the language of the Psalms. And tell yourself to hope in what God's word says, because human hope must be fed on divine truth. And that's the way for us to get through these trials and these troubles and these hardships of life, is to feed our souls on God's truth. Well, I hope that's a blessing. I just want to pray over that. Father God, I thank you for your word. Oh my goodness. Lord, when we get in depressed times, we need to have your word to strengthen our hope in you and our outlook. Lord, we're not done yet. We still got things to do down here. So I pray, Father God, that we will be strong in hope, and that when despairing times do come, that you will encourage our hope with your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.